This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You
know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, Bogish with your updates. We take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Coming up your way at top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to chat a little NBA. Ian Thompson is going to join us, author of The Soul of Basketball. So look forward to that conversation. We kick this hour off, talk a little NBA, Taz, because a couple of things we get into. So you want to talk about, and you had a number of people that took a trip down to Philadelphia last night, right?
Yes.
Evan Roberts, who does middays on WFAN. You know Evan. Mike Bisseglia. Yeah, Billy.
They all should have stayed there.
No. So the three biggest Net fans, right? Now, let me just paint the picture here, because Taz and I, during the course of the regular season, when we walk outside this studio.
Oh, my God.
And there was a big Net victory or a tough Net loss the night before. There's a triumvirate of Net fans that gather together.
It's a powwow. Like,
right, correct.
It's a powwow.
It's like the thinking man's team. It's Bisseglia, Evan, and Billy. Right.
And Evan's holding court.
Evan's holding court.
Loudmouth.
Right.
Jokes.
Billy's firing out. Bisseglia is often kind of like the silent assassin.
Yeah.
Arms folded.
Defeated.
Right.
Yeah.
Thinking about what's going on.
Just angry and defeated.
Right. They're analyzing and breaking down.
Evan's yelling.
No doubt about
it.
So,
by the way. Yeah.
So that trio, yes, I'm seeing the Russell Wilson. Yes. Good for him. I mean, honestly, he's won at life. Good for Russell Wilson.
Sure has.
So those three made their way down to Philadelphia last night. And Evan asked me my opinion yesterday as I was leaving. He goes, what should I do?
Oh, boy.
He goes, should I go down to Philadelphia? I go, you guys have been locked into the Nets since, like, you know, from the start of the season. I go, you're playing the Philadelphia 76ers. You won game one. You can get down to Philly easy.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Take the drive.
Less from here, actually. It's less
right.
From here.
Take the drive. Go. This is what it's all about. This is what
and
it's about being a fan.
Stay there.
Right.
Stay a couple of weeks.
So they end up going, and they actually – They were in a luxury suite.
Hold on a second. Wait, I mean, I didn't know that our producer went on this trip.
Yes.
Look at Mike. He looks wide awake.
He does. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
His team lost, but he looks
okay.
Yeah, look at him. Okay. He looks good. Kind of looks the same he always does.
Yeah, right. Midland. And they were, now, was it a full-serve luxury suite?
No, no food, no drink.
Let me
so,
get this
no,
straight.
Not at all.
So the station down in Philly hooked it up, WIP?
No.
Evan
just did a great job scouring the internet and in some website, finding tickets and looking at prices in the
Are
drop.
Are you kidding me?
And he found it at the perfect time, got a fantastic rate. We got awesome seats. The suite was incredible. I felt safe in there, too, which was nice because Philly fans make me a little nervous.
Well, you're always
good.
Worried about safety no matter where you are. That's true. I know that about you. You're concerned.
So it was great. Minus the third quarter, it was a great night.
Hold on a second. So all the connections between the three of you guys in the radio and sports radio industry, none of you can get hooked up to go to this event?
I do not think our connections could get us a suite.
Evan
Absolutely
hosted
not.
A major show on the top station in the country.
Yeah, it's about money.
Right.
Oh my
so.
God. Wow. No, it's about you guys don't know how to market and utilize your star power.
Let Uncle Taz show the way.
Yeah, thank you for making me feel real bad.
Oh, here we go. You always got to come back to me making this guy feel bad, Bruce.
No,
why is he so sensitive?
Well, because he's like, kid, I mean, we did a nice job, and Taz is basically saying that's not good enough. Is that not true?
It feels like I'm disappointing you more than anything,
because
and that's the
you're
trouble.
You're better than this.
No, I'm not.
See, here we go.
I'm not better than this. I'm not better than that. I have no connections in CBS Philly.
I mean, Mike, you got to build yourself up a little bit more. I mean, come on, man.
Dude, he's always...
Come on.
This is it? This is all I got?
You're deserving of better things. Just think about you're deserving of better things.
God, I hit him with the line, you hit Andrew with your better than this.
Yeah,
you... I didn't even realize I said that.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man.
I know. Yeah, and you got on me that day.
I got on you a lot. Sorry.
I never heard the end of it.
Oh, it's okay. You're right. You're right. I am better than that.
Sometimes I say things I should.
So they make their way down to Philadelphia. Brooklyn with a hell of a game one performance. Game two, right? Jimmy Butler doing warm-ups 4 hours before the game, shooting jumpers, right?
Just getting ready.
Right, getting himself ready. We know Embiid and that knee is not 100% healthy. You know, Nets and Sixers at half, Bisceglie and crew feeling good about themselves, right? You know, maybe had some chicken fingers and fries, you know, maybe a libation, whatever it might be.
Libation.
You know, they're feeling good about themselves. Then come the third quarter where the Philadelphia 76ers ramped it up and dropped the hammer and outscored the Nets by 28. And then about the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter, Billy, Mike, Evan, and Evan's wife are walking out of Philadelphia.
Let's warm the car up.
Warm it up. Right.
Sprinted
hit
to the
remote starter and head into the car.
See you in the parking lot.
Right, exactly right.
What did you say? Rented a car?
No, sprinted.
Oh, sprinted.
We all drove separately, so I was...
Oh, you all drove...
All drove separately.
Why would you all drive separately to Philadelphia?
Evan said he wanted to be with his wife separately, and he did not want to have us in the car. So from there on forward, Billy was coming from Westchester. And from my perspective, I live the closest.
Wait a
second.
Hold on a second.
This is really
bad. This
is so bad.
Wait. I thought it was one car down. Separate cars because Evan wanted to spend time with his wife?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's not manly.
He sees he's off the air at like... He's off the air 1 o'clock every day.
There was nothing I could say.
He's got all day and all night. Every day, Monday through Friday.
Maybe his wife's at the office, bro. You ever think of that?
Maybe she is, but I mean, you still have every night.
It's true. I mean, if you're not, I mean, if you're not with your wife one night, it's okay.
For argument's sake, she's working 9 to 5, right? She's doing it. She's home maybe by 6:30. You still have every night.
You still have every night. Yeah, that's a bad job.
You're going to a net playoff game and you're taking four people are taking three cars down to Philadelphia?
It's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Convoy? Would you have a convoy? Let's meet at the rest stop on exit 3. Sounds good, Evan.
Yeah, Molly Pitcher.
Molly Pitcher. I can remember the name. Molly Pitcher Jones. Yeah. Let's meet over at Molly Pitcher. Okay, got it, Mike.
It was nothing I could do. I mean, he said that. I was driving separately.
Was he the boss?
I don't,
the boss.
Honestly.
That's terrible.
I didn't. At first, it bothered me, but then I got home so fast.
Did you question him?
When he played the wife card, there was nothing I could say.
Yeah, he kind of takes the bullets out of the gun.
And he did a great job finding the seat. I know, Taz, you didn't agree with it.
I don't agree
with it. But he did a great job finding a suite at a very good price.
Listen, Mr. Sensitive, you guys should not have paid for one ticket. The juice you guys have... Not one ticket. You should have been comp tickets by somebody.
It was a last-minute idea.
Peanut Gallery has entered. Hold on.
All right, take it away.
This is going to be anti-Bisceglie, so you'll enjoy it. I have a feeling it's anti-Bisceglie.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
I just want to add two things, actually, now that I think of it, because I'm in the newsroom, as you mentioned. You guys come out, you see it for 90 seconds, and you leave. I hear it for 2 hours, basically, every single morning.
That's fair.
Before and after Mike gets there. So two things.
Why do you have a tripod, Mike? Like you're,
I don't,
like,
I don't
like
ask
you're the principal
questions.
Of a high school, and you're talking to
hear
the
your
kids
announcements.
Just be happy as a microphone.
Thank you. So
and that it's working.
It's a fair
Evan
point.
Evan browbeat this young man to come with him to Philadelphia yesterday. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike said no more than once.
Oh, is that true?
And Evan just kept going back to the well. Back, and the next thing I know, Mike's in Philadelphia. But then I find out as you guys are just going through. They take 17 cars to get there. So on top
15.
Of them, so Evan breaks down these two guys.
And don't even drive with them.
Mikey B and Billy.
Did Evan pay for the tickets?
Well, that's where I'm going. Mikey B and Billy have about $7 to their name. Evan makes God knows what here in New York.
So, and saved every penny,
so
by the way.
The expense to Philadelphia is nothing. And then he goes, oh, by the way, thanks for coming. I finally won this battle, but get there yourselves?
That's a bad look by
Evan
Roberts.
Yeah, and a suite with no food, too.
Right.
No food.
You're hungry, you're taking a bus. But we're there.
Right.
Let's go next.
But you got to come, Mike, really.
You got to come. Why wouldn't you come?
Did Evan pay for the tickets?
Billy and I paid for our own seat.
Well, then the answer is no, he did not pay for
the seat.
He did not pay for the seat.
I'm just spinning it.
So he convinced you to drive to Philadelphia, even though you said no many times. You go down to Philadelphia. The Nets get their doors blown off in the second half. You get no food or drink in the suite.
It's a net
Evan
loss.
Pays for the tickets, and then you you have three different cars that you're taking to and from Philadelphia.
Yeah, so the Earth loses, the Nets lose, your wallet loses.
Good move, Mike.
But here's the other thing. You said to me, Evan did a nice job of finding the tickets, timing it perfectly on the way down.
Yeah, for him.
How did that conversation work? Were you, Billy, and Evan on like a conference call?
Group text.
So you're driving and texting?
Before we were on a group text, and Evan, this is what he does. He knew he had the idea how to pull this off. He was monitoring the site, and he knew what the prices were going down. I told him what my range was. I knew I was paying going into it. He said, this is what I got. The seats were fantastic. The view was great. I mean,
what time did you get there?
I got there at 7 for an 8 o'clock tip.
What time was Evan and his wife there?
He got there 15 minutes earlier, and then Billy got there right around tip.
Right. Oh, Billy got there right around 8. Did you drink during the game?
I had a beer, yeah.
Did Evan?
Did he buy you
no.
the beer? Did Evan buy you the beer?
He did not. I bought it myself.
Did he get you a Nets foam finger, a
nothing.
T-shirt, nothing?
Get you a bobblehead?
Well, we're in
did
Philly.
Did Woody Jones?
No, did, Mike got the bobblehead. Do you remember
did
that story?
Smuggle, did he smuggle in some pretzels
that's right. Evan made
for the,
that?
To watch
Evan,
the
he's
game.
Right. Evan made him get the bobblehead
well,
that one time.
Well, he gave me the free seats that night.
I mean, I Scott, are you like Evan's...
He did give him
don't
seats.
Say it.
I won't say it.
Yes, I'm his
but
buddy.
Did my lips. Well, that was, but that
just
was Mike did get something out of it. He didn't get the bobblehead. Mike doesn't want the bobblehead,
I
so he got the Met tickets.
It.
But did he have any food?
Yeah, last night I bought food.
You bought food. He didn't buy
yeah,
you
I
anything.
Just went to the concessions and got
so let me get
food.
This straight.
Why wouldn't Evan pick up the tab and buy you
I mean,
food?
I mean,
Evan makes a lot of money.
Did he say, hey, listen, I'm going to go to the concession stand? Did he throw one of those out there? Maybe grease the skids
well,
a little
I,
bit.
I said, where
and
is
and there was
the,
no
I,
response?
I asked them where, because they had food already. I said, so where is the
oh, wait a minute. Whoa, what did you just say?
A better job.
They had food already. So Evan and his wife had food. They didn't ask or offer you any food. This guy invites
wait,
you to
Evan?
Come, convinces you, and he walks in. Hey, Mike, Billy, look, we got hot dogs for us.
Jared Allen looked better.
And wait Billy's malnourished. We put pennies in boxes to raise money for
yeah,
Billy around
here.
Yeah, wait a second. Yeah. So yeah. Evan convinces you guys to go. You have to take three cars because he wants to spend time with his wife. And then him and his wife eat before
in
the meal.
In front of you.
They wow. ate before the meal.
Well,
before
they
the
ate
game.
Before we got there. And I
did his
and
section
before
of
you
the
got
suite
there.
Yeah,
so before they entered the stadium.
No, no, no. They ate in the suite. When I entered the suite, I saw them chowing down. And this was
why
at like 7
they,
something.
Wow. They should have picked up. Evan should have picked up food.
He really
I don't,
have.
I, honestly, I didn't even think about. Now you say it, you're right. But it never.
Oh, because
never
you know why? Because
at that stage, it didn't occur
right.
to you?
No, right. I was just so happy to be there. I really didn't care.
And you think
honestly, I had a great time. This is still a better night for me.
Did Billy eat?
He hasn't
Billy
eaten in weeks.
Ate,
Billy
no.
hasn't eaten in 3 weeks.
Billy ate before he got into the arena.
Billy has a nervous stomach. He can't eat during Nets
Billy
games.
Ate before he got in the arena.
Oh, so you're the what'd you go with? A hot dog?
Yes.
Fries?
What was the cheapest thing there?
I can't understand that. You get Evan who's a
regular.
Evan's a ultra that's another $3.
Yeah, he's not
Evan,
pee at a wrestling
Mike,
event.
Next time, just I would you know, throw you $50 to go to the game.
All honestly, right.
I mean, here's $50. Enjoy the game.
Please.
I mean, but listen, I'm you know, me and Moose, we're good hearted people here. I mean, for Evan to break your arm to go to this game, the money that this guy makes. If I had his money, I'd burn mine.
I would have been
okay,
like,
that's the money this guy
well,
makes.
Here's the deal. Put the meal aside. I
that
would
might be
like,
a stretch.
Put the meal aside. I would have been like, listen, we're all going in one car.
Yeah.
You can't. Agreed. That is,
I mean, I don't want anybody near my wife.
Right. You have people worried about our Earth basically running around with their heads on fire right now, thinking about global warming, the fact that four people took three cars from New York to Philadelphia
it's
for an NBA
to population.
Game.
Moose is right.
I mean, they are. They're like, oh, my God, fossil fuel. What are you three doing?
Listen.
I mean, you gotta be. That is such a waste of
stop.
Gas
you
and
have,
money. What are you guys
stop.
Doing?
You have to stop
it
letting
was worth it.
Evan. You have to stop letting Evan do this to you. And I'm gonna. I think that Moose and you and I need to get involved
doing
in the future
because
you're both Met fans. You and Evan. And then is Billy a Met fan?
Yeah, I don't know. But this is the worst episode of Entourage ever. These three.
But
dudes.
See what's happening here. Is this going to happen during the Met season too? Here.
No, I don't. I'm definitely not the Mets.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No
see,
shot.
So
no shot.
I just can't.
I have no interest in going to Long Island on a Monday. Not happening.
All right. Well, I'm just saying Long Island.
The Queens or wherever the hell it is.
What are you going to the Ducks game?
For Long my for me,
it's Queens.
It's
is
a
that
lot,
ever
it's
calling
a lot,
you? Was that ever calling you? Tell them to stop calling
no,
me.
No, that was my alarm reminding you of a live read that I set so we don't screw that up.
Oh, there you go. Make sure you get the live read in there.
I'll get it. Don't worry about it.
Ding.
I need my handheld.
Put that alarm. Nice. Just, I don't want to forget that.
Sure.
Alarm to tell Tass
to
log it.
Yes, got to log it.
Yeah, as opposed to.
So there you go. So it was a nice night for you.
Yeah, no.
I
wouldn't have to know what time that library is.
Evan's got to do.
Moose.
There you go.
I wouldn't have to know what time it is. Right?
No, I understand.
Giant letters.
Sometimes we get caught up in conversation. No, Tess, I know you're on top of the brakes all the time.
Damn right. So, right. Listen, don't let this guy take advantage of you.
I will not be going to Mets games with him.
54 past the hour.
It was great to do it. I had a nice time. I wish they had a better outcome, but you know what? Split in Philly.
No,
get to Brooklyn. They're going to lose in five, I'm sure.
He wants to go back to the basketball chat.
Well, I expect the 76ers to respond. We'll get into the game. Bisaglia, hell of a night. I mean, that really is. It seemed like a great evening. I thought maybe you guys connected on the way down, connected on the way home.
Buy you a hot dog.
Talked a little Brooklyn Nets basketball. No, didn't even buy you dinner.
What time did you get back?
I was 12:05.
You made good time, but you live in Jersey. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know
they left with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Oh, and I sprinted the game was over. I was in the car at 10:30.
I mean, so the Nets were getting there.
Yeah, he's getting the hell out.
Ass is kicked.
Right.
See ya.
Time to leave.
Yeah.
76ers with a big performance. We'll get into that. And how about the comeback for the Los Angeles Clippers? That comes your way next. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Moose, you know, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job, and odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn, you hire someone that matches based on so much more than resume. Easy for me to say. Your matches are based on skills, background, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire you're excited about. Let's be honest. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at linkedin.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/Taz. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Grinding away here.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man.
What's unbelievable?
Not just me.
All right.
Yeah, that I'm able to just, power through being under the weather 2 days in a row.
Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, join CBS Sports Network's Inside College Football crew as they dig deep into the upcoming NFL draft, breaking down the blue chippers and speculating on the game's new superstars only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. And that's 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific tonight on CBS
As you
Sports
know,
Network.
Nightstick update. Yes, the NYPD still uses billy clubs and nightsticks. Nando, we appreciate it. He tweeted out basically a ton of weapons that the NYPD uses every day. Looks fun. So that's on Taz and Moose on the Twitter, at Taz and Moose. The social media team may put it out there. Nightstick Jones.
So you got the nightstick. So
yeah.
There you go.
That's it. What are you going to do?
It's still there.
Yeah, no, it's still there.
It's still there. It still can be used.
It's still there.
Well, I didn't know. Gun.
Yeah. That's a lot of stuff to walk around
there's
with.
There's a lot.
In the summertime when it's hot.
There's a lot. I mean, but their lives are on the line every day.
I know, but it's like that would be one reason why I probably would say, you know what, I can't be a police officer. It's just, you got to streamline my stuff I got to carry. Just give me one major weapon and I'm good.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
Just one.
That makes no sense.
But if you and I are partners and we're police officers, you have the cuffs.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll have a bazooka or an AK,
Where are we?
New York City.
And you're walking around with an AK-47?
Yeah, you never know.
Where are we, in Iraq? I mean, where are we here?
We could have Pete the Body could drive the squad car. He'll have a rocket launcher.
Listen,
with him.
I would not want to live in the city where you are a police officer walking around with an AK-47.
No.
I would not want to live in that city.
Dude, I'll tell you, one of the scariest things was years ago when the unfortunate incidents with 9/11 and everything. I was in Houston. I was stuck in Houston. We couldn't get out. And I remember when we were able to fly out, Got to the airport probably 4 days after, and the amount of, and anybody who was flying during that time knows, the amount of military presence at the airports, all the airports in the United States, was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there were just guys just like, with like heavy artillery in their hands.
Yeah, no,
like
me and my sisters, we flew out to Italy 10 days after 9/11.
Oh, really? So you know the deal.
Yeah. So we left Newark. It was like a military state.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was, right.
Yeah. It was armed.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was unreal the amount of
It was nuts.
The amount of military.
So you know.
Correct, yeah. It
was and you flew international. It must have been worse.
Yeah, it was
had
tough.
To be crazy.
Yeah.
Security lines were, for us was 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it had to be probably the same.
Yeah, security lines were long. It was just very unsettling when you're walking
very
around
much,
and you're seeing. I mean, it's, at that stage, unfortunately, it's probably the safest time because of what already had transpired 10 days earlier.
Yeah.
But it was just unsettling walking into an airport at that stage and seeing the amount, the amount of police, the amount
the presence,
of military
the
presence.
Yeah.
It was just,
it was scary.
Yeah, scary.
It really was.
Yeah, very, very scary.
It was horrible.
Bogus on that thought.
Wow,
take it away.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I guess you don't have a
sponsor.
That's called disjointed.
A tremendous transition. That's why we get paid the big bucks.
That's it.
All right, take it away.
Yeah.
Thanks, Moose. Here's your report sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money.
Smooth.
Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Something finally went Russell Wilson's way overnight. The hard luck QB's life changing on a dime as he stumbled upon a 4-year, $140 million extension in Seattle. Wilson now owns the largest signing bonus in NFL history at $65 million. He's the richest player ever based on his $35 million annual average value. And Wilson announced the extension on social media from bed alongside his wife, Sierra.
There's a line in there somewhere, by the way. Sorry.
Go Hawks.
What's your line?
Your bit.
Mm. It's okay.
Hawks. You said that there was the signing extension from bed.
It's a fortune cookie joke. Wilson's signing bonus and that annual salary trump with Aaron Rodgers signed last summer in Green Bay.
She can say go Hawks.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're all Seahawks fans. Eagles QB Carson Wentz, meanwhile.
Now a Seattle fan.
As he checked in to the Eagles' offseason conditioning program.
Let me interrupt you here, sir.
Yeah, no, please.
That had to be a good night for him.
You got to think about this Russell Wilson. I mean, just that video, the way he did that, this is the swag master. I mean, this guy is just, forget business, forget
whatever. We got a deal.
This guy's the man, dude.
Right.
He is stud city here.
Right, he dropped the hammer.
And there was an original Mrs. Wilson, right, from NC State?
Excuse me?
There was an original wife, wasn't there?
I don't know his marital status from years ago.
I'm not sure.
He was married in college?
I think so.
Was he?
Or shortly thereafter?
Social media teams all over there. I see them in the back room checking it all out.
I didn't know that. Is that true?
I thought so.
I thought Russell Wilson was one of those guys that was waiting till he got
married. No, they waited until they got married the second time around. They like reinvented themselves somehow. He and Ciara.
Who's they?
He and Ciara.
Who's
Ciara?
Yeah, this is Wilson's second.
Yeah.
He was married in 2012.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I didn't realize that. Sorry.
My bads are out the window.
Oh, nice job.
Thank you.
Who was his first wife? Russell Wilson.
I think she was from college. I think it was just...
Badger.
You know.
No.
There she is.
Whoa. Let's see. What do we got? That was his first wife? All right.
Yeah, Ashton Meade.
Yeah, I don't think she was a celebrity or anything like that.
Yeah, they met in high school.
Yeah. High school, even. There you go. It is the largest comeback in NBA history. The Clippers going from a 94-63.
Hold on a second. What does she think she's thinking right now?
Wait a minute. Well, I know. It takes two for a relationship to sink or swim. But, I mean, she must be bothered. Yeah.
$65 million signing bonus.
I'm ready to
change my relationship at any cost. I have a price.
Shortly after meeting Sierra, I believe they got divorced.
Oh, okay.
Sierra's a singer, right?
Actually, I don't know the timeline.
Okay.
But I feel like they did a line somehow.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Yeah.
She was there when he got drafted. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm reading about the relationship.
Where were we? Oh, the Clippers going from a 94.
They got married in 2012.
Oh, really? And they divorced already? Wow, that's sad.
They got engaged 2010, married 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
And divorced
when?
Wow.
Do you have children with her?
I don't think so.
Do you know how big the diamond that he got her?
I'll guess.
Which her?
How many carats?
Yeah, which her?
Ashton Mean.
Are we supposed to say her name? I'd say 3.
Well, that's his first wife.
3.6.
10.
No, 8.
Holy smokes. Wow. Jeez. That's a rock.
They got married January 12, 2012. Wow, that's something else.
I guess not.
I didn't know I was going to stump Moose by bringing this up. Yeah,
Moose is big into jewelry. You guys have no idea.
Have
he
I told
diamonds.
You that the Clippers
diamond.
Were down 31 in the third last night in Oakland?
What do you do with that kind of money?
And
that
kind of money, yeah. Somehow beat Let's the Warriors.
Buy Nets tickets for someone.
Yeah.
Or a hot dog in a luxury box.
To buy the Nets for somebody.
Yeah. I think Evan could afford that. He probably could. But he's got the money under his bed.
I wouldn't go
Every
that far.
Every dime he's made, he's saved under his bed, that Evan. Every dime. He's got it in a box with a big New York Met logo on it.
Yeah.
Every dime he's made. Yeah.
Each one from what it's from. Check 527.
He's a successful man, Evan.
Yeah, and
I'm watching the game.
Very good
and enjoying
job
myself.
For a very long time.
That's great.
Oh, he's very, very successful. He's a great host.
She got
host.
A hefty settlement.
Okay, back to this.
I know lost Moose.
I was just reading.
Hold on. Back on that. Go back.
No, sorry. You guys are talking about the Philly trip again. No, I was just making sure.
I was like, out of nowhere. She's going to have to sell
like, they divorced in 2014. He started dating Ciara in 2015. She got a hefty. He was already a. She got a hefty settlement in the divorce.
Wow. So she's. Right.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bogus.
All right. Take it away.
Just to recap. At one point, the Clippers were down 94-63, third quarter in Oakland. They then beat the Warriors 135-131. Landry Shamet drilled the go-ahead three with 15 seconds left. Lou Williams scored 36.
You get lost in the game. You're competitive, and you get lost in the game. And, you know, once you cut the lead to 12, you cut the lead to 10, and then you realize you got a game going.
And now the series is tied at 1, and the Warriors dealing with an apparently major left quad injury for DeMarcus Cousins. He went down untouched, chasing a ball in the first quarter. Further testing today. Now, we begin the night in Philadelphia. Mikey B going bankrupt to watch the Sixers put 51 points on his Nets in the third quarter, eventually winning 145-123. That series even at a game apiece as well. The Toronto Maple Leafs taking a 2-1 lead on the Bruins with a 3-2 home win. Carolina blanked Washington 5-0, now trails the Caps 2-1. Nashville a 3-2 victory in Dallas. Colorado took care of Calgary 6-2. The Predators and Avalanche have 2-1 leads. 7 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits allowed for Clayton Kershaw on his first start of the season. The Dodgers didn't beat the Reds, though, until Jock Peterson's 2-run shot bottom 9, 4-3. The final score, Christian Yelich went deep 3 times. He drove in a career-high 7. The Brewers beat the Cardinals 10-7. And from college hoops, St. John's has reportedly offered its head coaching job to Loyola Chicago's Porter Moser. Guys?
Did you mention that the Mets beat the Phillies?
Not in this update. I didn't let at 6:30. But they did beat the Phillies. 7-6 and 11.
Yeah. Right, a mind-numbing game.
Yeah.
Took forever.
Mind-numbing.
40 degrees.
It was cold.
Oh, it was almost 5 hours.
Yeah.
Perfect for my drive home.
Oh, my God.
I was watching. Stop. Oh, yeah, on Radio Jones, huh?
That's
yeah.
Brutal.
I know. I watched a good chunk of it, and I watched Raw. But, and I watched a little bit of Hoops.
Yes, the Mets won.
Yeah, I just want to point that out.
They're doing good. They did. 5 hours of brilliant baseball. Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't a good game.
On a Monday night in April.
Yeah. Had the Islanders played yesterday, nice. They would have won as well.
They keep churning out those new fans.
Yeah. Well, no, we're doing all right. We're doing pretty good, buddy.
What baseball is?
What are you talking about? Stop. I don't know. You said the turn on new fans. What sport are we talking?
Baseball,
I'm talking any sport.
In terms of the 5-hour game.
Okay.
Everyone else got it.
Dude, see you later. Hey.
You zoned out?
All right, no problem. I zoned out.
Whoa!
My bad.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
My bads are out the window.
You got aggressive. You're like, what are you talking about?
I did get aggressive.
Yeah. I gave you a little bit of a flow there. So,
you did.
Yes, I did. I led you down the path. Anyway, so, Bogus mentioned during his update going through the NBA last night, and we were busting Bisseglia's chops a little bit at the top of the hour. As you would expect, if you follow the zigzag theory in terms of these playoff series and guys that bet and gals that bet know what I'm talking about in terms of win, lose game one, win game two, something of that, especially if you're the home team and you're the favorite in the series and you've got a superlative 76er performance in the third quarter where they scored 51 points. And Taz, when the 76ers are playing at that kind of level,
you know, they can get themselves through the Eastern Conference. The problem is they don't consistently play at that level.
Right.
And the other issue I have is I don't think Brett Brown is a particularly good head coach. So I do look at the Nets in terms of Atkinson and Brown. I think Kenny Atkinson's a better head coach as compared to Brett Brown. I think the 76ers are a more talented team, but I think the Nets play better as a team at times. And it goes back home to Brooklyn. Even after the embarrassing third quarter, Taz, the Brooklyn Nets accomplished their job, right? If they were able to get a 2-0 series lead, that would have been gravy. What did they want to do? They wanted to make sure they were not heading back to Brooklyn with them being down two games to none,
right?
And they're
no,
not.
I agree.
The series is tied up at a game apiece. They took home court advantage. They're going back to Brooklyn. They, aside from that third quarter last night, they have played well in this series. They really have. And there's no reason to believe that this series is not going to be a long one and an entertaining one moving forward.
Absolutely. And the Nets, Nets are more than able to hold their own and knuckle up with the Sixers. You know, a lot of star power in that Sixers team, from Embiid to Simmons and Redick and Jimmy Butler and all this stuff. But I'll tell you what, I remember saying to you, Mike, a couple of months ago, early in the NBA season, I got a chance to watch a little bit of the Nets play. I'm like, man, that's a scrappy, good basketball team. Like, you know, and of course, Mike, you know, downplays it. Nah, well, we just, you know, we're all right. You know, it's always like, you know, that's his gimmick. And, but yeah, it's like he downplays it. But, you know, I'm like, these guys are pretty good. You know, like, and now, obviously, they're awesome. Yeah, they're in the NBA playoffs, and they could give my 76ers a massive problem here and maybe eliminate them down the road here.
Well, they could. And I think it's going to be a long series. I still think Philadelphia probably wins the series, but I think it's going to be a lengthy one at that. And then you get to the second game last night of the doubleheader in the NBA,
yes.
Taz, and if you stayed up late, you saw an absolute miracle.
Unbelievable.
Because I don't think there was a, you know, a team more at a disadvantage. I mean, maybe the Bucks matchup against the Pistons.
Right.
That's certainly
one. I agree
one.
With that. Yep.
You know, Warriors, Clippers. When you're looking at 1-8, it's really kind of, you know, feeding a lamb to the wolves, right? So, but last night in Golden State, the Clippers find themselves down 31 points in the third quarter. And they roll back against Golden State on the road to win 135-131. Durant fouls out with a minute 12. We'll get to the Boogie Cousins quad injury here momentarily, Taz.
Yep.
But I don't think it's a sign of things to come, but it's not the most positive sign either. I mean, Draymond Green dropped in 35, Thompson 26, Durant 31, Steph Curry 41, and they lose to the Los Angeles Clippers. Where's the defense for the Golden State Warriors, number one? How do you blow a 31-point lead against the Los Angeles Clippers at home? And that is the greatest NBA playoff comeback in the history of the sport.
Unbelievable.
I mean, think about that. From 31 Dude. Down, as the Clippers celebrate, their owner celebrated on the road. That is an unbelievable comeback by the Los Angeles Clippers.
I completely agree. And, you know, This is amazing. The 31-point lead to drop, like you just said, by Golden State is insane. Look, this could go one of two ways, in my opinion. It's all about momentum, right? Whatever we see in any kind of playoff or postseason play in all sports. And this could either be a massive, massive momentum for the Clippers to try and topple the giant here and win this series against the ever-dominant, dangerous Golden State Warriors. Or this could be a humbling moment, which I would assume it is, for the Warriors, where Steve Kerr and company are like, yo, we just got our asses whooped, you know, and embarrassed, punked out at Oracle at home. And where we had this gigantic lead, we got complacent. Now one of our better guys is probably out for the season. We need to wake up here. This was a humbling moment. We need to get aggressive and use that momentum. Or maybe the Clippers use the momentum to get them rolling here, because that's a huge, huge, huge win that everyone's going to be talking about today on the road for the Clippers.
Yeah, here is Doc Rivers, that is, the Clippers head coach, who's done a great job this year, probably one of the best coaching jobs he's done in his coaching career, talking about the fact he thought his squad could come back at half.
That we were going to win, you know, just hang in there. Just hang in there long enough. I was honest with them. I said, I don't know how. I said, we're going to figure this out, but just hang in there. Just hang in there with each other. And I thought they did that.
How about Steve Kerr, the Warriors head coach? What happened, coach?
We stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. I mean, they scored 85 points in the second half. You know, we had really done a good job defensively in the first half. So we didn't, you know, we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you know, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Well, especially when momentum starts to go against you. What says you, Klay Thompson?
We let our guard down. We weren't the aggressors anymore. We didn't deserve to win that game. Basketball gods didn't reward us. I mean, I had a wide open look at the top of the key. In and out happens. We'll bounce back. I'll bounce back. The whole team will. We'll right the ship.
Well, there you go. That is the message from Curran Thompson. That was ship at the end of it from Klay Thompson. But and Taz, I think they will. I think they will. Now, they're going to probably have to do it without DeMarcus Cousins, who suffered what was termed by Steve Kerr. Let's hear from the head coach on the quad injury for his star forward.
There's a pretty significant quad injury. So we'll get an MRI tomorrow, but he's going to be out for I'll just say a while. I don't, because I think it's unclear right now how long he'll be out. But yeah, it's significant.
Well, you know, it was a loose ball, and he hustled. Cousins hustled to get the ball, and his leg just gave out. I think it was his left leg.
See the picture?
Yeah,
the picture's disturbing. I mean,
it's horrible. I've seen people tear their quads. I saw Vince McMahon tear both.
Ugh.
I saw Triple H tear one in San Jose. I'll never forget that.
Did it look like that?
Yeah, similar.
Oh, so similar.
Similar. I don't want to say the guy tore his quad, but that's what it looked like.
It looked like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, yeah. I mean,
quad's a huge muscle, as you know, right?
Yeah.
And dude, I mean, he's probably going to be out for the year if that's the case.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's torn, and they did not admit that it was, but it's still, as Steve Kerr said after the game, a pretty significant injury. So the Warriors will move forward here. And they've won without him, obviously. And now they're going to have to win without DeMarcus Cousins moving forward after what was a brutal loss. And let's see, that could go one of two ways, Taz. It can either supremely motivate them, and they look at that and say, all right, that's embarrassing. We're never going to get embarrassed like that again. Or it could be a sign of, maybe not in this Clippers series, Taz, but it could be a sign of things to come, that maybe this Golden State team isn't as impenetrable as some might have thought before this playoff series started.
It's a big word. I mean, that's a word at 7:40 a.m. It's 41 minutes after the hour.
Yes.
An Eastern time zone.
Yes.
Say that again.
Impenetrable.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Mark the tape, Pete.
There's tape.
Yes, there is tape.
It's not digital.
In my world.
Okay.
In my world. Just go with it, Taz. Taz, just go. All right. By the way, Doc Rivers yesterday, good Samaritan in San Francisco. Now, I'm not one that walks around with a lot of cash on me, right? I certainly don't.
I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, I because I pay a lot with credit.
What do you do when you go to OTB?
Well, then I walk around. But that's a cash business.
That's why I said it.
That's a cash business. You can't.
You didn't know I knew that.
You know that, right?
I
mean, and I get, you know, you have to have a little bit on you in case of emergency, whatever. You can't just.
I'm not a cash guy.
Right. Yeah. So, but there are guys that walk around with a lot of cash. Doc Rivers yesterday was in San Francisco walking around, and he had $2,000 in his pocket.
Old school world bankroll.
Right. Yeah. A bankroll out of his pocket. Fell out of his pocket.
Really?
Good Samaritan picked it up off the street and saw it fall out of his pocket and ran up to Doc and gave it back to him.
Well, see, that's the difference on the West Coast compared to the East Coast. Yeah. See, you know what? East Coast, that ain't happening.
No,
someone's
East
getting
Coast,
that money and they're running. Sprint Jones.
You'll never
the opposite
see it.
Way. You'll never see
right.
it. No.
You'll never see it. Right. East Coast, right.
It's a difference.
Well, look what happened to my iPhone. Someone took my iPhone, called me, said they had it, claimed it was theirs, even though they're calling me and I'm getting the recognition on my phone, right? The caller recognition, right? Caller ID, that I'm calling my home phone.
That's unbelievable.
And then instead of returning it back to me, they decide to shut it off and probably throw it away.
The lady yells at you and a police officer on the phone and disappears.
Right. So that's my scenario. Then I'm at the Apple store next day telling that sob story and investing yet into another iPhone. Now, we fast forward about a week and a half. Doc Rivers is in San Francisco, drops $2,000 on the street.
Cash.
Two large cash.
Cash.
I mean, cash. And somebody brings it back to him and gives him the $2,000 back.
Wow.
Insane.
That's beyond a good Samaritan. That's called an angel. Okay, that's beyond good Samaritan.
That
like,
really is. Here's Doc talking about getting his money back.
Shout out to the San Francisco person who at the corner today. I was walking down the street. It's a true story. I reached in my pocket to grab my phone. Unbeknownst to me, dropped about $2,000 on the floor, on the street, kept walking, didn't know it. The guy tapped me on the back and said, you know, that's your money. I don't know a lot of places that that would happen, but it happened today. So whoever that was, you could have had free tickets if you hadn't ran away. So anyway, thanks, guys.
I was just saying, why did they give him free tickets?
Well, but here's here's now. Maybe I'm nitpicking a little bit. How does Doc not know the guy's name?
We never nitpick at that on the show. Listen, we never nitpick anything.
Taz, but I'm in all seriousness, right?
Right.
You know, you meet somebody. Someone just you drop $2,000 on a street corner in San Francisco. They pick it up. Tap. You have no idea. Tap you on the shoulder. Return the $2,000 in cash. The hell with the tickets. How do you not shake the gentleman's hand and say, "What's your name?"
Right, I agree with you, and all kidding aside,
like, isn't that strange?
It's a little strange, but if you're in the moment, I think Doc Rivers was probably startled and shocked and upset at himself, and probably didn't think of doing what you just said. That's what I think.
Might be right, but in the moment,
you're right. I get what you're saying. You got to say, "Wait, sir, what's the deal? Let me hook up a ticket or something."
And the guy runs away. Like, what do you run away? Like run away from a forest fire?
Yeah, run?
Sprint away?
The guy's like, I mean, sprinting.
Taps you on the shoulder, sir. Here's your $2,000, and then he runs in the opposite direction, like he's Usain Bolt. And Doc's like, "What happened?"
Doc's probably like looking around. Doc's from Chicago. So in Chicago, you drop $2,000, it's Gonski. Okay, right. So no disrespect to people. No,
the guy would have been best if he returned the $2,000 and then swiped the Rolex off his hand.
Why is he walking around with $2,000?
I don't know. Some guys walk.
I mean, who's walking around with $2,000? You must be a big tipper.
No, I mean, I know somebody who walks around with more money than that.
Evan Roberts?
No.
That was a comedy.
I got it. Yes, I understand.
I know. So make sure you got the joke.
I got it. Thank you, Taz. You got it, thanks for explaining. As they say, all great jokes need to be explained.
True.
Taz, Moose, Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah. Well, what's that? Oh, okay. I keep getting this humming in my ears.
Yeah.
Because I'm under the weather a little bit. And sometimes I hear like a hissing. Like in my headphones. I thought it was the audio. It's not. It's my head.
No. I'm glad you're battling through.
I just wanted to share with the audience as I go through this journey.
No one talks about being sick more than you.
My wife says that about me, and I don't even realize that.
You do.
She made me a nice chicken broth with white rice with some chicken breast in it, bro. You know, when you have a nice chicken soup with rice.
Yeah.
Chicken rice soup. That's all I have.
Nice.
Yeah, chill.
That's great.
Sometimes we talk
very nice. You know, that's delicious. Very nice.
When you're cold, what's your go-to when you're not feeling good?
Chicken soup, chicken and rice, or matzo ball soup. Yeah.
Matzo ball soup.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
I can eat matzo ball soup in the middle of August.
I don't know if I could do that. No, but it's nice. when I'm not feeling well, a nice cold day. Speaking of cold, how about on the ice last night? Right, Canes and Capitals, where you had the scary scene. Between Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals down in Carolina against Andre Svechnetsov, right?
Tough name.
Correct. 19 years of age. Svechnikov, there we go. 19 years of age. And early on in the game, you know, not a fighter. He's never been in a fight before in his life. I guess he told Ovechkin, "Let's dance." And Ovechkin... you know, significantly older, 14 years to his elder. You know, the 19-year-old Russian grew up idolizing Alexander Ovechkin as well. They went after it, and it was a brutal look for the National Hockey League. And it's tough. And I'm not blaming Alexander Ovechkin. Fights do happen, and guys have got to protect themselves. I get it. But anytime you're seeing a guy get knocked out on the ice, and he's 19 years of age, Taz... that's tough. It really is. I mean, that's difficult to take. And you could tell that, you know, he was not used to fighting. There are guys that, if you watch enough NHL hockey, there are guys that, you know, it's not even a matter of taking a punch. It's a matter of how to fight on the ice. it's kind of been weeded out of the game. That's brutal last night. That's the last thing you want to see. And I feel bad for the kid at 19 years of age. He's a really talented player. He's a lot is expected of him down in Carolina for the Panthers. And it was a scary scene last night on the ice down in Carolina.
It was. I saw it too. I felt the same thing. I mean, it's a bad look for the NHL. I mean, you can't blame Ovi. He's protected himself. And the kid, I guess, is just trying to make a name for himself, and he picked the wrong guy.
No, he did. He did. I mean, maybe Ovechkin could have. I don't know if he could have handled it. It is what it is. It's just brutal. That's the last thing you want leading it if you're the National Hockey League and you're Gary Bettman here on this Tuesday morning. But it is. Come back. Pass Blue, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.